Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by the conductor of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, Clay Couturio. Clay, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
A milestone season gets underway coming up tomorrow evening. Clay, what is coming up?
This is our 40th anniversary season of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, and we were truly excited to be performing tomorrow night at Jack Howard Theater.
40 years in the making, and you yourself, you've been there for a few years.
This is my seventh season, going into my seventh season with the orchestra, and it's been great every year. It's gotten better each year, and I'm excited about this one.
Interesting title. What tomorrow night's performance is being billed as?
Well, it's really going back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. We have asked our conductor emeritus, the founder conductor of the orchestra, Dr. Richard Worthington, to join us and conduct the first piece of the program, just as they did 40 years ago. He's going to conduct Beethoven's Egmont Overture.
You had an opportunity to speak with Dr. Worthington. What were his thoughts about the performance coming up?
Well, he was very honored, he told me, when we invited him to come conduct. And he says he had to get back into the routine. You know, he's been retired for a while. And so I've been watching him at the last two rehearsals that we had. And he said it took a few moments for him just to get back into the swing of things. But he's doing a great job, and we're very happy for him and for the organization.
We should mention Dr. Worthington is now 92 years of age.
He is
92 years young.
About that, yes, yes.
Really, I guess getting towards Beethoven's Egmont, what is it about that piece that stands out in the performance coming up tomorrow night?
Well, for me, this was Beethoven's middle period, and he was really going from the classical to the romantic era. He brought us into that. And for me, this piece is about freedom, and it's about the Norwegians getting their freedom from Spain back in the 1500s.
The basis of the piece is based on that, correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so you start with dark turmoil, and it ends in triumphant success. And that's an American trait, too, I think.
Likely one of the reasons probably why it was selected as the first piece that the symphony orchestra ever performed.
Yes, it's a wonderful work to start a concert with, any concert.
Also on tap for tomorrow evening, another special guest that is going to be joining the orchestra. Why don't you tell us about her?
Sure. Violin virtuoso Bella Ristova, mm-hmm. who was coming to us from a Young Concert Artist. That's an organization that promotes great talents of the future. And she won their auditions a year or two ago, and they've been promoting her, and she's gone throughout the country, actually throughout the world, performing with orchestras. And she's studied all over the world, most recently from Indiana University, which is a prestigious music school mm-hmm. in the United States. And she's going to perform Brooks' Scottish Fantasy with the orchestra.
Where does she hail from?
She's originally from Bulgaria, okay. And then she came to the States, I think, when she was around 13 years old or so, and has studied since, and really concertizes all over the world now.
There is one additional piece that you'll be performing and conducting coming up tomorrow evening.
Yes, that's Brahms Symphony No. 2. I believe the first movement of which the Monroe Symphony played on their first season as well, but we're going to play all four movements, the entire work, which is a large-scale work for orchestra. And Brahms wrote four symphonies, and of the four, for those who have not attended many classical concerts, this is the easiest by far to listen to and enjoyable. It's more of a pastoral feel to it, very lyrical, mm-hmm. lots of lush melodies. And we have a nice size orchestra for this performance, for this celebration.
Just curious, are there any other special guests that may be in attendance? Maybe those that have played with the orchestra, perhaps some that may have played originally? Have you heard anything like that in the works, perhaps?
Well, we have a few special surprises, other things that are going to happen at this event, but you have to show up to see them. So I'm not going to give everything away.
Well played. Clay, how can someone who'd like to attend the event find out more information on that?
You can call the Monroe Symphony Orchestra office at 812-6761 and order tickets that way. You can also get your tickets right at the door if need be. And that's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Jack Howard Theater.
That is one thing we want to make mention of. It is going to be at the Jack Howard Theater tomorrow evening, so make sure that folks get there early enough and that the event is well attended. Looking ahead a little bit, you have the Back to the Beginning performance tomorrow night, November 13th, the second performance of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. What will be coming up in November?
Yes, our next concert after tomorrow night is a Broadway a la carte concert. Mm-hmm. That's how we're billing it. And we have excerpts from four different musicals that we'll be performing. The Sound of Music, The South Pacific, West Side Story, and Les Miserables. And we're going to have the Monroe Symphony Chorus join us with Debbie Chandler as the director. And they'll be performing all four works with us on stage. And that will also be Jack Howard Theater.
Clay, you've stated how fortunate Monroe is to have its very own orchestra. Why is that?
Because it gives the orchestra gives a sense of pride for the community. If you look around cities such as Monroe throughout the United States, most do not have orchestras. It gives a sense of self, I think, and pride that the community can have in that they, especially for an orchestra that has lasted for 40 years, and hopefully we'll have another 40 years.
Well, we certainly look forward to the 40th anniversary performance. As you mentioned, Dr. Richard Worthington, guest conductor for the piece coming up tomorrow evening. So a lot of surprises in store, as you indicated.
That's right. Come and join us, please.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.